Let me start welcoming to the launch of this 2017 edition of our SOFA, the State of Food and Agriculture. I don't know, Mr. Enriquez, if you know that this is the 70th year that we published SOFA consecutively. So since in 1947, this has been become one of our flagship publications in FAO. This year, it approached the food systems for inclusive rural transformation. It's a key issue for this organization. This is a crucial topic also to implementing the 23rd agenda and for achieving of the many of the sustainable development goals, especially number 1 and 2 on eradicate extreme poverty, hunger, and all forms of malnutrition. But let me highlight also something that we usually forget. This needs a food consumption also, sustainable food consumption and production. Let's go 12 is the key issues as I will come back with it. It's not anymore about focusing only on production or agriculture, but on promoting sustainable and inclusive food system along what we can call a rural-urban continuum in most of the countries. This is the best way to define this interaction between rural and urban areas nowadays, a continuum that we have between rural areas and urban areas. This means taking action in all steps of the food systems, not only on the production, but also in processing, packaging, transporting, distribution, marketing, and of course, final consumption. And this also means strengthening the links between rural and urban areas. In fact, a major force behind rural transformation is urbanization. And the growing demand coming from urban to the markets, not only for food, but also housing, for example, is another important area. So this transformation presents opportunities and also challenges. I would like to highlight one big opportunity and 3 challenges that we see most important. The opportunities that investments to connect rural and urban areas have high potential to create jobs in farm and non-farm activities, such as transportation, storage, and also agritourism. I hope you can fix this new, let's say, concept of jobs in rural areas, non-farm jobs in rural areas, not necessarily on agriculture. This is especially important for promoting jobs for youth and growing number of rural youths, particularly in Africa, is one of our biggest concerns nowadays. Also, this is valid for South Asia countries. In Africa, for example, every year, 10 to 12 million youths join the labor force. But we have been providing only about 3 million jobs. So only in Africa, we have a gap of 10 to 12, to 7 to 10 million jobs every year, promoting for youth. So it's not a surprise that they tried to cross the desert and the Mediterranean looking for a better opportunity. Let me move to the challenge we have. The first challenge I wish to mention is how to promote healthy diets when urbanization is stimulating a diet transformation towards more processed food in general. This is not an easy answer, and to answer this, we need to act in each step of the food system, one by one. This means that promoting healthy food, we need to start the very beginning. In the oceans, most of the time we forget that important part of our food comes from the oceans, and there will be more and more coming from the ocean. So healthy oceans, healthy soils, health seeds, health inputs, health crops, and so on. And also on the other side, sustainable, not only the food chain production, but also sustainable consumption, what is mainly need to be approached also. This also includes clear responsibility, for example, advertising and the information that you see on the products. That is what is said, nutrition facts, that usually we don't read because don't provide any real good information. People must be aware about the pros and cons of what they are eating and also be encouraged to eat more healthy foods, or even disencouraged to eat not healthy food, food that contain too much sugar, too much salt, etc. So promoting healthy diet is not only about material things, but also about immaterial aspects of the food system, such as the behavior of the consumer, and above all, the culture. We need to associate the diets to the culture. It's not by sort that in Italy we have the Mediterranean diet with a lot of olive oil. It's not by sort that in Japan we have the Japanese diet with a lot of fish instead of the beef they have in Argentina, for example. The second challenge for an inclusive rural transformation is that millions of family farms can be at risk or being left behind in this whole transformation. And we need to focus on this. More profitable markets can lead to concentration of food production in large commercial farms only, and also to creation of value chains dominated by large processors and retailers. Concentration of production, concentration of distribution. This is a dead end for family farms if they cannot be well prepared, organized, and work in cooperative way. Smallholder and family farms so need support to adapt to this changing condition. These include obvious improving access to inputs, credit, strength small-scale producer organization, and improving land tenure rights. This is a key point that is being addressed during these meetings in the CFS. Land tenure rights. And I would like to invite you all for tomorrow. We will celebrate the anniversary of the voluntary guidelines for land tenure here with the presence of Commissioner Mimica. Another point is the need also for considering not only the production side, but also social protection especially for the poor, to help them to adapt and also to contain income inequality and promote more sustainable growth. This is the second challenge. The third challenge is that an increasing demand for food is happening when agriculture faces a peak constraints resulting from the impact of climate change. All this transformation that is accelerating, we have this impact of climate change. So farms have to improve their productivity using better technology adapted to climate smart practices in order to be more resilient, let's say, preserve the natural resource, and also mitigate the green gas emissions. All this together is needed at the same time. And this must be done with enhancing the livelihoods of farmers, especially family farmers in developing countries, where extreme poverty and hunger are concentrated. It's unbelievable that the people that most suffer from hunger are smallholder farmers in rural areas in developing countries. To address all these challenges, SOFA 2017 outlined three pillars for what we call an inclusive rural transformation. First pillar is the development of agri-industry and also infrastructure need to connect rural areas and urban markets. We need to approach the whole food system from producers to consumers, as I already said. Not only from the perspective of eradicating hunger and malnutrition, but also to promote a sustainable food production and consumption. Please don't forget the consumption side. We tend to concentrate on agriculture production and rural areas. This is a ghetto. We need to get out of the ghetto and look more broadly. Second pillar encompass public policies and investments that can result in poverty reduction. As I mentioned before, social protection has proven to be one of the most efficient ways to promote family farming around the world. Third pillar is to have what we call a territorial approach. We need to go beyond the traditional sectorial approach, agriculture, and rural areas. We need to promote a continuum between rural and urban areas that also includes non-agricultural activities. To conclude, let me highlight that the 23rd Agenda depends on how rural areas will develop in the coming years. We have to implement an inclusive rural transformation that can pave the way for eradicate extreme poverty and hunger and also all forms of malnutrition, both in rural areas and non-rural areas. Thank you very much for your attention.